A ceremony is planned in D.C. for this week for the U.S. and China to sign their Phase 1 trade deal. That is one of the key international stories in the coming days, and with me for our weekly look at some of them is the BBC's Audrey Tinlin. Audrey, China's top trade negotiator due in Washington today. The U.S. is hoping this deal will lead to a new start on trade with China. The Trump administration also says the deal will create a level playing field for American farmers and manufacturers. What does, though, China hope to get out of this?
Well, it's important to say that this trade war has hit both sides, both China and the US, but there is still a lot of detail to come out about what's in the Phase 1 trade deal. It apparently commits China to buying more US farm goods, which is particularly important, and other goods from the United States, around $200 billion worth over the next 2 years after it's signed. What China's really hoping this will do for it, though, is that by beginning to bring this trade war to an end, it can see its economy recover somewhat, it's hoping. The trade war with the US was one reason that China's exports stagnated last year. That was in stark contrast to 2018, when export growth was 10%. So China's hoping that if trade with the US goes up again, the economy will start to recover and its people will be even happier.
Well, and there are some figures due out this week on the latest dealing with the Chinese economy. Any expectations there?
Well, what we're expected to see later this week on Friday are the latest growth figures from China. And these are expected to give us a bit more light on what's been happening there. There has been something of an economic slowdown. What happened at the end of last year was that growth cooled from 6.8% in 2017 to 6% in the third quarter of 2019. And that was the slowest since the early 1990s. It's expected growth could come in round about 6% for this year, and that China would consider that to be a good sign. It has downgraded its economic growth target slightly for 2020 to round about 6%. The important thing is these figures are coming out at a time when Chinese people want to feel optimistic. It's the Lunar New Year approaching, the Chinese New Year coming up, and the government usually likes to have some good news for its citizens.
All right. So on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be meeting with his South Korean counterpart in San Francisco, along with an envoy from Japan. What exactly will they be discussing?
Well, they have a lot that they could get through. For one, they'll be talking about rebuilding some sort of trust between South Korea and Japan, who've had a falling out over atrocities committed by the Japanese occupation before and during World War II. That disagreement has thrown a security-sharing arrangement between two of what are the United States' most important Asian allies into doubt. They're also likely to discuss getting South Korea and Japanese involvement in the Middle East. America wants both countries to contribute forces to protect the Straits of Hormuz from Iranian aggression. The US says it's in these countries' vital interest to keep their shipping safe in the region. Both countries, though, have been less than enthusiastic about getting involved.
Is it safe to say that North Korea and its nuclear program will also be on the agenda?
Absolutely. From the perspective of the South Koreans, their president's desperate to get some sort of movement on easing tensions with North Korea. There are quite a few cross-border tourism and business projects that have been stalled because of what's been going on. The United States, though, wants to hold back on this kind of peace building. It would prefer to keep it as a reward for any North Korean moves to do away with their nuclear weapons. And behind all this is the standoff between the United States and Iran and how North Korea is interpreting that recent flare-up between the two countries. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has been promising to test a new weapon, but there's been nothing so far this year.
All right, Audrey, finally, let's turn to France, where today President Emmanuel Macron will be meeting with leaders of countries bordering the Sahara Desert. They're battling some of the worst jihadist insurgencies in the world. What is the aim of the summit?
The aim of this summit is to get the leaders of these Sahel countries to recommit to their alliance with France, their military alliance, where France sends troops to these countries. President Macron wants to continue with the troops there. The Islamist violence there is seen as in danger of slipping out of control altogether. There have been attacks on army positions and civilians across the region, and these seem to be happening more and more often now. The countries that are gathering today in France are members of what's called the G5, and that's a French-backed Sahel grouping that includes the countries across the region that we're talking about. These are Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali, Mauritania and Chad. And that task force was put together by the region's leaders in 2014, together with France. There are also hundreds of UN peacekeepers who are there, and many of them have suffered severe injuries.
And there's some interesting parallels, right, with the Middle East story here, in that France wants its troops to remain in the region, while some countries in the Sahel region are seeing a rise in anti-France sentiment. What are the dynamics there?
Well, that is the case. It is the case that when France sent its troops, it was doing so at the invitation of those governments, which I just mentioned. But of course, as people in the region, what they see is that jihadist violence is continuing. And at the same time, as they see it, they have French troops on their soil or troops from other countries, and they don't like that. And so you do see from time to time demonstrations taking place where people would like the French to leave altogether. But what President Macron is hoping for from the summit, which is going on as we speak now in France, is that the African leaders who are with him will recommit to the forces being there so that France can keep its forces there because it sees it in its own interests to stop further terrorism, as well as in the interests of the people of those countries who've been suffering terribly.
All right. That is the BBC's Audrey Tinlin. Audrey, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks very much.